Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Previously we had mentioned that Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says that whoever wants to pay their zakat, keeping the akhirat in mind, he must follow some rules. So the first rule that Imam Ghazali rahimahullah had mentioned was that a person should know and why zakat is one of the pillars of Islam, one of the five pillars of Islam. So the first point, the first reason with regards to why zakat was made farz that Imam Ghazali rahimahullah cites is that when a person recites the kalima tayyiba, then he shows his beliefs in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has no partners. And the reality of this kalima comes in his heart, when his heart really moves away from everything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we had mentioned that ayat, قُبُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bought from the mu'mineen their wealth, because jannat will be theirs. Buying of lives is through jihad. It is of course easier to give money than to give your life. When it comes to spending money to show love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people are of three types. Firstly, those who are true in their belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who do not make any partners with Him in their love for Him. They are the ones who fulfill their promise perfectly as they sacrifice all their things for the sake of Allah ta'ala, keeping back nothing. When some buzugs were asked how much zakat is due on 200 dirhams, they replied, according to the Sharia, 5 dirhams are due, but for us it is necessary to spend everything, keeping back nothing. That is why Abu presented all that he owned to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, keeping nothing with himself, thus proving his perfect love for Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, there are the average people who keep back some wealth for their needs and give the rest away. They do not waste their money in the luxuries of life, but keep only enough for their own use and spend the extra wealth for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. They too do not restrict their spending to the prescribed rules of zakat, but spend whatever extra money they have, which is usually more than the amount due. That is why some tabi'in like Imam Nakhai, Sha'abi and others were of the view that there is much more due on a person's wealth apart from the zakat. And they say that it is necessary on the rich to fulfill the needs of the poor if they find them in need for help, even if they have to give more than the zakat due on their wealth. However, the accepted view is that it is farz-e kifaya, that is, if a few people carry it out, everyone else will be free of this duty to help an extreme of suffering death. Thirdly, they are the people who spend exactly according to the rules, not more and not less. Most people are of this type. They love worldly wealth and spend very miserly, being less worried about the life in the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.